This is David Griffith, editor of Police Magazine. There have recently been several announcements about the Fox Nation streaming service that should be of interest to law enforcement officers and law enforcement supporters. First, the network has announced the return of the reality show Cops, which was canceled by the Paramount Network in the aftermath of the George Floyd incident. New episodes of Cops will be streaming on Fox Nation beginning October 1st, and public safety professionals will be able to watch Cops and the other Fox Nation content for free. But Fox is now offering a one-year free subscription to public safety professionals, active duty military, and veterans. For this podcast, Fox News and Fox Nation host Pete Hegseth graciously agreed to discuss the streaming service's programming. Hegseth is an Iraq and Afghanistan combat veteran who was awarded 2 Bronze Stars. He joined Fox as a contributor in 2014. He is also the author of 3 books, In the Arena, American Crusade, and most recently, Modern Warriors. Pete, thank you for your time today. When you were writing Modern Warriors, did you think at that time you wanted to make it into a TV show?
It actually was the other way around, I'll be honest. We had the TV show on Fox Nation, Modern Warriors, which came about when I did some interviews with vets on, you know, broadcast Fox. And you realize 3.5 minutes, 4 minutes just is not enough to tell their story. So we got, you know, the idea was it's like vets in a bar, you know, have a few drinks, tell the real story of what really goes on. And that's what we try to create with Modern Warriors. So we did a full year's worth of episodes and then realized, man, these stories would be great as a book. And so the series turned into a book and now it's both. And we're grateful the reception it's gotten, because I think people get to peek behind the curtain a little bit of what really motivates these guys and gals and what it's all about.
Will these current episodes be published as a book as well?
Possibly. We'll see. It's all a work in progress. So the first book itself wasn't even expected. There's a possibility. I would never say never.
Your latest stream of Modern Warriors is about law enforcement. What made you want to focus on police work for that episode?
You're right. It wasn't our intention with the Modern Warriors series to go into law enforcement, but you can't help but look around at what the police are facing right now, what they've faced for the last year and a half, and realize that for many of them, it is a war zone. They are modern warriors, not in the same sense that guys and gals who went to Iraq and Afghanistan and elsewhere are, but they're under siege and they're being targeted. And I don't have to tell you and your audience that, you know it. And so reframing it as Modern Warriors Law Enforcement Edition was an opportunity to do the same thing. Let's get some cops in a room, young and old, ask what motivated them, what they're up against, what it's like to try to do their job on a daily basis right now. And I sat there as a platoon leader in the Army thinking, man, yes, they're different, but so many of the same aspects apply. Does your leadership support you? What are the limits on the job that you can do? How frequently are the people you arrest, or in my case, insurgents you capture, re-released quickly, which compromises your ability to maintain security or law and order in the police's case? So a lot of similarities, and it was great to sit down and hear their side of the story.
Some people, even some in law enforcement, are very nervous about calling police warriors. How would you answer such criticism of using a military term for a civilian force?
I guess I could conceive of that criticism. I certainly haven't heard it. I think there's a recognition and appreciation of highlighting their stories. We're not drawing a parallel. We're simply saying, hearing from vets talk about their war experiences, it's worthwhile to hear from police who are fighting the war on crime every day in a different way with different limits on their police powers. All of the, you know, I mean, it's almost like you have to be trying to manufacture a crisis to pretend like what we're saying is that cops are proactive warriors. What we're simply acknowledging is they're in a very difficult situation and environment, and we know they are not the Army, but they are our law enforcement officers that deploy from their homes every day and just want to come home every night. And hearing the dynamic that they face is important. So if there's always going to be haters, but we felt like it was quite appropriate.
Give us one takeaway from this episode on law enforcement that makes it a must watch for law enforcement officers.
You know, one of them, we talked to three very experienced law enforcement officers who've been, you know, spent decades in law enforcement. And that was fascinating. And they talk about the change. I think hearing about the change of what, even in just 10 years, and then accelerated in the last three or two, is staggering. And then you realize how difficult it is now to recruit and the shortages they're finding in units, especially certain departments. They predicted, and there's in some very stark language, you know, in just a few years, 5 years, 10 years, we could have even more of a massive crisis in policing because of the diminished ability to recruit and certainly recruit the best. But the fourth member is a former Ohio police officer who had resigned just recently from his dream job as a cop because of the anti-police sentiment that he faced. And he was very blunt. He said, politics has taken over policing. And he wasn't able to do the job he thought he was hired to do. And hearing from someone who very emotionally admitted to not wanting to give up the job, but felt like he had no choice because he was a target. Based on the decisions he made in split seconds, just as much as a criminal who's now has far more of the benefit of the doubt.
Okay, let's talk about the Fox Nation programming that might be of interest to our audience. As you know, Cops has traditionally been one of the only police shows that real police actually watch. So some in our audience are excited about the return of the show. What can you tell us about the new version?
They should be excited. If you like the old version, you're going to love the new version. And all of the old episodes are on Fox Nation, or will be, I should say. But there's new episodes. And the old adage of it ain't broke, don't fix it. And it is I think, the mantra of what Fox Nation is going for with Cops. Let's take people really behind the scenes and continue the work that was done on that program. And it is the best sign of approval when the people who are actually in the profession want to watch it. And we're hoping that will continue at Fox Nation. So it really excited about the series to showcase what these heroes do day and night. And I think folks are going to enjoy it. And the plan is to keep doing it.
Other than the free subscription for 1 year, which is a very nice offer, by the way, why should police officers want to sign up for Fox Nation?
Because, and I've met a lot of them, you've met a lot of them, because they love America, they love our country and its history and its founding and our free markets and their families and our tradition of faith and all the ingredients that make America special and exceptional exist at Fox Nation in a way you're not going to find from any other streaming service. I dare you. You might find one or two things that are decent or maybe pro-America kind of, but not across the board. And Fox Nation is for people who want to go somewhere to learn and to be inspired and to be educated on the things that no one else in media is talking about. So Fox News does the 24/7 news thing. And Fox Nation just goes deeper on everything that you care about. And I think even just clicking around and browsing from aspects of faith to history to documentaries. In addition to Modern Warriors, I've done documentaries in Israel and Bethlehem and Jerusalem. There's so many great programs there. I think if we're going to give it away for free for a year to first responders, all EMT, fire, and police, well, why not check it out? I don't think you'll regret it.
Can you give us some specific examples of shows that might be of interest to them?
Oh, well, I'm always a little biased. So you can check out all the Modern Warriors. You can check out all the Battle in the Holy Land, Battle in the Holy City, Battle in Bethlehem. Brian Kilmeade does What Made America Great. If you're interested in crime stories, Nancy Grace does a fantastic job. There's tons of outdoor shows. There's hunting shows. There's my friend Joey Jones, who's a bomb tech, is got a program on tattoos that you're not going to see anywhere, and they're sort of American roots. So you've got Mansion Global, and you've got national parks, and now you've got Cops. And I'm missing 1,000 things in between. I'm a part of a series called Untold Patriots Revealed, where we go back to people who are involved in the revolution and other historic moments whose names you've never heard, but without them, we would not have been birthed as a nation. So and then there's timely stuff that pops up when something's in the news. Boom, we have the definitive documentaries on Rush Limbaugh and his impact and Rush in his own words, you know, shortly after his passing. So it's a dynamic site where there's always new content. And then there's some faith series on there that are just fantastic. Can't go wrong.
Thank you, Pete. We really appreciate your time today.
Thank you. Thanks for what you do. I appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to Coffee Break with Police Experts, brought to you by Police Magazine. Be sure to subscribe wherever you choose to listen so you don't miss future episodes of Coffee Break with Police Experts. You can also find us on social media with links down in the show description. And be sure to stay up to date with all the latest industry news and trends on policemag.com.